Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil, did you find the audio? I guess we're all excited over this Juju dude, huh?
I did find it.
Woo!
What, who?
Juju!
Who's Juju?
He's Juju Lewis.
He's coming to see you to play football.
What,
I guess he's
he?
A top recruit.
Yeah, I don't know anything about him either, Jamie.
Wait, hold on. All right, start all over. All right, wait.
There's a guy named Juju.
Juju Lewis?
Yeah. He's a football player
okay.
in high school right
in
now.
In high school?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And he's yep. considered, well, no, he's decommitting from USC to come to CU. I think he was redshirted last year.
Wait. So he's not out of high school?
I would have to, let me just double check that. But yeah,
right. Anyway.
He decommitted from USC and he's coming to CU.
Oh, okay.
Right. So yeah. He will come in as a freshman.
He didn't want to go to
CU.
USC?
No.
That's an amazing college.
Yeah.
This is a good school.
No, holy crap.
It's a good school.
I mean, CU's great too, but
yep.
what the hell?
Yep.
Dion better stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this Juju guy coming to see you, this guy comes in here as ranked as, I think, the top quarterback in the nation.
Wow.
For his age.
Mm-hmm.
For his age.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Spadil yesterday, so excited. He was texting everybody, man. And I'm like, who the hell's Juju? I don't know Juju.
Wow.
But yeah,
so,
it's a big deal.
All right. So here's what I'm all guessing right. happened then. Because yesterday we talked about how Dion might be going to Dallas and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I bet you anything that Dion signed something that said, I promise I'm staying here.
There's no way that kid would sign without that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I disagree.
Whoa.
There's no way that Dion Sanders signed anything that said that I will
for
be here for your entire
U.S.
college
not
career.
Not entire. I didn't say entire. That he would be there for at least this year or whatever it says, because for him not to go to USC, and you can't screw that kid over.
I don't. Right. Yeah, I don't think that but, kid would come here if Dion wasn't going to be part of the program
yeah.
for at
guys,
least another season.
College coaches do this all the time. They do it all the time. They recruit with the intention that their program is going to be stable all the time. And then a coach will leave a year later. It happens all the time.
Well,
it's
maybe
part of
a year
college
later.
Football.
I'm just saying there's
business.
Definitely some kind of promise to that kid for at least a year that Dion will be there.
Because Dion,
so, look,
he doesn't seem like that kind of guy
at
that would
all.
Just make false promises and not follow through.
To pull some
with
kid from USC, I agree with you.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
Difference of opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me lay it out this way. You got this kid over here, this Juju kid, who's really good, and you've promised him, and blah, blah, blah. But then you've got your own flesh and blood son, who just got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. And the Cowboys come to you and say, hey, how would you like to jump to the NFL with your own son, like a LeBron and his son, right? And make this promise and a lot more money. And you don't even take it?
Well, we don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, the
but I'm
Cowboys
just saying,
have a really low chance of getting
I'm just
Shador.
Saying that's the
yeah.
way he would leave. If that occurred, he would go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.